Welcome to the Male Fertility Podcast, a podcast designed to help, support and educate men as they go through their own fertility struggles. I'm Kieran.
And I'm Sean. And we'll do that by sharing our stories of what we went through, as well as having guests share their knowledge and experience. Right, let's get into today's episode. Here we are. We're back. In the time classic phrase used by Arnie, or...
that was I'll be back.
Yeah. But I think he did say in one of the subsequent ones,
I'm back.
Or Slim Shady, guess who's back?
Guess who's back, mate?
Maybe we should get Ella to dub the that Guess Who's Back song over the... Or maybe not.
Well, obviously it's going to be a few weeks since our last episode went out, or the end of series one. But it's actually not that been that long for us, because we're kind of on it and recording again quickly, aren't we? Because we're so keen to do this. But it was a great series, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah. It was, you know, I think as we discussed in the build-up to that series and that kind of initial introductory episode we did for that series, it was like 10 months in the making. And yeah. We then did it, and it was amazing. We got the ball rolling, and it just went so fast, that first series, which, you know, spanned 5 months, but it didn't feel like that.
No, it didn't feel like that at all. Like, it really didn't. Yeah, we were planning it, and suddenly we're at the end of the series. And we covered some fantastic topics, though. I really enjoyed kind of opening that book in terms of the discussion on male fertility. Yes, it was about our experiences, but as we've learned from discussions with so many guys that have reached out to us and that we had discussions prior to, say, the release of the podcast, it's so familiar to so many people what we're talking about. Everything from that initial confusion, you know, denial, all the way through to the guilt, all the way through to how you feel when your wife's injecting, how you feel when, you know, the D-Day's coming along, you know, you've got to give a sample. There's so many similarities. It was unbelievable. And I'm sure as we continue through the series, we'll be hearing the same things, you know.
Yeah.
I don't expect loads to change in terms of people coming to us and saying, you know, that's what I can resonate with. That I expect a lot of that, and it just shows how much it's needed, isn't it, buddy?
That feedback that we've got, those messages that we get, they really do mean a lot to us. So thank you to everyone who has messaged us. Like, it just really reminds us and validates about why we're doing this, and it shows the need for it. And, you know, not to mention the fact that yesterday we were mentioned in the Guardian newspaper, which is absolutely fantastic. But you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to raise that awareness, to provide that support, and it's when you hear from the people who are currently going through it, who are in the trenches, to say, I've listened to every episode, it has helped me so much. That is what it's all about for us.
Yeah, it's you've said it perfectly, mate. That's exactly how I feel. It's really something special when someone you've never met before contacts you and says, thanks, you've helped me. You know, we've set out to do what we wanted to do.
In terms of
The Guardian, obviously that's fantastic. But do you reckon it's worth mentioning what's coming out at the end of this month?
It will
be out when this comes out.
Yes, it should be. Yeah, it should be. I think they said the end of March, didn't they?
End of March.
Go for it, mate.
So we were contacted about 2 months ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, back in January.
To ask if we would feature or be interviewed for an article in Men's Health about, you know, the developing topic of male infertility. So if you're near a shop, go and pick up a Men's Health, and hopefully we've been told we're in it in April. So
yeah,
I'm buzzing for that. You know me and Men's Health, mate. It was like, it's up there with one of the things I wanted to get in and to kind of do it that early.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And it just shows that this conversation is changing and the world is becoming aware of it. I'm generally buzzing about it.
Yeah. It's you know, it's great. And it's what a good place to get out of that kind of fertility echo chamber and into the hands of guys who may not have necessarily been seeking it out. And it is mostly going to be focused around kind of sperm counts and how you can change them and early testing, for example, like with XSEED. And that, you know, it is focusing more on your story, your side of things. So it's great because that's what we're all about as well, is if things can get identified and interventions put in early, then fantastic. And you know, next stop, cover. For men's health cover. Yeah.
40 years old, I'll be on the front of the cover. holding my sperm test.
Like in a bicep curl position or something.
But I'll have my boxers on, you know what I mean?
Nice. it's awesome. Like you said, that should be on the shelves by the time this drops. And essentially all this episode is today is a short one, just a bit like the one we put out at the very beginning of series one, just to announce our return before it's to announce our arrival. But yes, just to say a little bit like about what we're going to do and what's coming up in this series. We're really excited about this one, aren't we?
Yeah, really, really excited. We've kind of discussed it as the opportunity to ask the professionals questions that we wish we'd maybe known we needed to ask at the time. At the time, we weren't too sure about asking certain things. And now, obviously, that we've been through, I'm going to say the J word, mate, the journey. There's things that we maybe might approach differently, maybe ask differently. So it's our opportunity to do that on behalf of the listeners.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like series one, obviously, was just you and I all the way through, and then we got our better halves for the last episode. But that was all about our stories, our perceptions. And you know, we have only just skimmed the surface as well. So we will return to that as and when, you know, throughout the series as well. We'll probably share bits with the guests that we have on. But this series, we wanted to get professionals on, people from almost every aspect that you would need when faced with fertility issues. So it's going to be a really good chance. Like you said, you know, when you're in it, and like we were, and you're in those appointments, quite often you're in a state of shock and trauma, a lot of upset and emotion, and you can quite often come away a little bit confused about what's just been discussed. It's all these new words that you've never heard before. Sometimes you come away and you're like, oh, I wish I'd asked this or that, or you do a bit of research after and find out something that you then want to ask again, and access isn't always easy to the people that you need to ask those of. So this is our chance to get them on and for us to really ask the questions that are going to be so relevant to the people who are in that situation now. And you know, ask not just the important questions, but nice, well-balanced and open questions, and have sometimes, you know, if it's required, have a bit of a debate, because sometimes there are things that need that conversation rather than just being told.
Yeah, and that's the part that I'm really looking forward to, having those little debates, and because there is always two sides of a story, or two bits of information. You only have to look at, you know, what is a healthy diet. You know, you Google that and your loads will come up, you know, things like that. So it's about asking those real honest questions, having those debates when needed, and enjoying it. You know, we want to make this as informative but as enjoyable for the listeners as possible. We're going to continue to bring a little bit of charm and a little bit of giggle along the way, because it's important, you know, because it is so tough. But I remember distinctively, like, going into consultations or, you know, going to something and then walking out and going, oh, shit, I wish I'd asked that. Or, you know, and it came later. So this is the opportunity to kind of have those open and honest conversations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Separate the wheat from the chaff, as they say, and get that the information out there for guys who need it.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be an exciting one, mate. It really is. Yeah. I think season one was good, but I texted you yesterday, didn't I? And I said, this is going to be great. This one's going to be amazing. And the main thing is, it's just for, obviously we've got the professionals in now, but the mission hasn't changed. It's still to give listeners and guys out there looking for some information, looking for a little bit of education on a subject, looking for some support, that support, information and education to allow them to make informed decisions about their own treatment. And obviously when it comes to support, it's so valuable. And how that comes can be in so many different forms. And we've had discussions with guys that have said, you know, I've started with your podcast and now I've talked to my partner and now I'm looking for external support as well. So, you know, it's doing its job and we're so pleased it is. And we're going to continue doing that. The mission hasn't changed.
No, you're right. Yeah. It's, and it's like you mentioned about us asking the questions of those professionals, but what we're going to try and do where possible is when we know we're going to be interviewing someone is to get question boxes and our Instagrams out to announce like kind of what the profession is and if anyone has any questions for them. But, you know, that might not always be possible. It might be that we have to kind of interview them quite last minute, but we'll see. And that's what we want to do is bring in our listeners as part of that and give them that voice to ask that question. But, you know, like I said, if it's not possible, then we will do our absolute utmost to ask all those relevant and pertinent questions.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess it's just a case of keeping a lookout on social media and things like that, because that's where we're going to post if we've got specific interviews coming up. We're finalizing a few dates at the moment. So once they come through, we'll be able to kind of start putting that out on social media so people will know when to contact us with information or for, with questions. But if you did have a question in the meantime, no, fire it over. We're here to help, here to support where possible. And if we don't know the answers, between us, we'll know someone that does, you know, and we'll get that answer and, you know, either give it to yourself or pass you on to someone else to help and support you in that area.
Yeah. Yeah. There's someone who is confirmed to be a guest, actually. I won't give any spoilers now, but quite often when I get questions I don't know, she always does. So I then message her, then pass it back to the person, or sometimes it's come from the WhatsApp support group. And she's like a very good font of knowledge. So, yeah, get the questions over. We will ask them of the professionals or we'll find out and get back to you anyway.
So I guess that's kind of brought us to quite a natural end of a little intro, series two intro.
Yeah.
See you later. Bye. Thanks for listening. If this episode has helped you, do us a quick favor and leave us a review. You don't even have to use your real name. Every single review helps another man find this show when he needs it the most. It's honestly the best way you can help the next guy. If you've got a question or something you'd like us to cover on the mailbag, drop us an email at themalefertilitypodcast@gmail.com. We read every message and we love hearing from our listeners. And if you'd like a bit more expert guidance and support from other men on the same journey as you, you're welcome to join our free private community at nexusfertility.com. It's totally confidential and designed just for you by guys that get it. For our latest updates, follow us on social media at the Male Fertility Podcast. And remember, gents, you're not on your own.